Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I want those things sorted out. I know it's a controversial opinion and one that probably you will be outraged with, but I actually couldn't give a hoot about this pala-pala thing. I think it is, you know what, deal with the stuff that affects South African citizens and then we can worry about that. But let's try and understand this. I actually cannot get over, this is a movie, this Thabo Bester escape. It's not normal. I mean, it's genius. It needs to be turned into a movie. I don't know who's going to play the different roles, but it is quite something. So we wanted to try and get a little bit of an update on the situation. Kelvin Rafadi, we've spoken to him before, a forensic investigator at BizTraces. Kelvin, good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
South Africa is a movie, huh?
One can say that, but the episodes have been there. It's just that they were never been played.
Exactly. This is, you know, what do they call it? Unseen episodes. We didn't even know that this was playing out all the way since May last year.
It is. But remember,
remember how
me and you, we shouldn't be shocked. Remember the last time we spoke, we were talking about the characters and the role of gangs in prisons.
You were telling us exactly.
And we told our listeners how the counterbands enter into prison, how they smuggle drugs, and the likes of buying the Inkabis, you remember the hitmen, how it's facilitated.
Yeah.
So in this space, one can only just take from what we spoke about and categorize it in a sense that the guy who normally escapes in prison or the escapee, we call them under the gang name, the Air Forces. They come under the gang name Air Forces. So they plan the escape, and they plan it very sophisticatedly. So they don't like dig a tunnel, underground tunnel, or break the bars of the jail. But they plan it obviously so sophisticatedly, with the help of the prison warders or some of the guards in those particular prisons. Like we've seen in one of the breaking news on one of the articles, one of the officials bought a car a few weeks before a new car. Few weeks before the breaking or the so-called incident of the fire in the prison. So you can see it's very sophisticated. Prison warders are bought. So the Air Forces, that's what they do. They plan their escape very nicely so, and they pay their way out.
But this obviously takes a tremendous amount of collaboration from authorities all the way through the system, surely.
Yeah, it depends on the system. If it's got so many loopholes, you know, 2-3 people can plan this thing, or even one warder can plan this thing. And, you know, today we want to put it out there to your listeners, and one can do the research. You know, even the warders at prison, they belong into gangs. There are warders that only look after the 28, and there are those who look after the 26, there are those who look after the Air Forces. So they belong in these gangs because some they are recruited because they are underpaid, or they'll give you a reason that they are scared for their lives. I mean, in the past, there were mafias in prisons whereby they can even run a cartel as far as to the casinos. And if you don't pay even some warders, they can even call you and say, hey, so-and-so is angry and you need to pay them. Otherwise, they'll come and fetch your child at school. We've seen those type of scenarios. So, you know, it's a very sophisticated crime. Money is being paid and people, they end up committing such crimes.
It's just remarkable. What is likely to happen now? I mean, we've had this, it obviously is very embarrassing for the prison authorities that this has happened, or no, that this has now been found out. That's the embarrassing part, not that it happened, or I would imagine. We've seen a change of leadership there. Is this being taken seriously, do you think, because of what it looks like, or because of really what went on?
Yeah, no. I think it's been taken seriously at this point in time. But, you know, as much as most of the time we fight with the police that they are not doing their job, and this time we must congratulate them. They did their job. They put the man behind bars, sentenced him, and then they put him behind bars. Now, where they were failed is through correctional service. So now those officials of correctional services need to be held liable. And I hope they will subject themselves to a disciplinary hearing and eventually they need to be charged for this particular crime, especially worst of all, they've put a dead body, because this particular body was bought from some mortuary somewhere else, according to our findings, that they bought a dead body from one of the mortuaries, and then they smuggled the particular body into the prison, and then a fire has erupted on this particular. But remember, to burn a body, you need enough and massive set of fire. So they had normal time to do this particular crime, and then indeed they committed this thing.
It's just absolutely remarkable. We've been focusing on that, but what about where he actually is? Do you think he's even in the country?
Unfortunately, no. He already skipped the country. He had enough time. And the sad part is also the lady now, it looks like she has followed suit to skip the country. And
Can you just explain what her involvement is in this, the anaesthetist?
Yes. So what happened is her involvement, she went and claimed the dead body from the prison. But besides that, according to our investigation, you remember this guy was running a particular scam wearing a suit and a tie, I mean a suit and some fancy watch. The lady has participated, and I'm sure with the police, it's going to show them on their investigation and cell phone record that she's the one that brought that suit and then the watches. And she participated too many a times into this particular scam, facilitating that it happens to a point that in 2022, one of the dealerships in Sentinel, but that will be revealed, whereby they even bought a car or they rented a car and tried to smuggle this car out of the country. So they are of the same WhatsApp group, we can call it. But again, she went and claimed the dead body from this particular prison together with his father. So that body was supposed to be buried, recremated after the burning of this body. But unfortunately, the police had to intervene quickly, sent out a letter and say, do not do anything on that body. We're still going to conduct the DNA. So this has been an ongoing story for quite some time, but it was never covered in the media at that point.
Absolutely mind-blowing. Kelvin Rafadi, thank you as always. You always bring such an interesting perspective and information for us. Forensic investigator at Biz Traces, talking to us about giving us an update on the Thabo Bester escape case.